You got the big blue. You going with the big blue tonight?
You know I am.
But can you talk about how you think you fit in the system here, in the hybrid scheme here?
I think I'm going to fit in pretty well, you know, just listening to some of the defense that we're going to put in today and throughout the week. You know, I think I'm going to enjoy it here and make a lot of plays.
Is it similar to what you're used to, or is this going to be something different?
I mean, it's a different defense, but, you know, I've had a chance to play in this style of defense for a couple of years, my first few years in the league and also in college. So I'm excited about the potential of making plays.
Last season for you, I guess personally, wasn't exactly what you wanted. Invigorating to come to a new franchise, then make a fresh start all over.
Good starts are always good to have. You know, it's always good to be fresh and try to go into a new season with that fresh mindset. So definitely coming here is really good for me, and I'm excited. I'm closer to my family and closer to the big blue nation.
They talked about trying to change the culture here over the last couple of years and bring back a winning attitude. How important is it for you, beyond just taking up a spot on the football field and playing, to help change the culture coming from an organization that used to win?
It starts in the locker room, man, and that's one thing that I'm used to, you know, being a good teammate and also demanding that same respect and professionalism from my teammates every day that we come to work. So I think it starts inside the locker room before you can even get on the football field. So that's going to be key for all of us to get together and come together and have one goal in mind, and that's being the best team out there on the field.
You were first on board from that crew, and then Sean Phillips joined you. I mean, what do you think about him, and how excited are you to be reunited with him here?
I'm excited to have SP. That's what we used to call him, Sean. Sean, man, he was a good leader and a great vet. You know, he came in and the thing about him, he didn't come in and he wasn't shy, he wasn't timid. He came in and was a leader from day one, and you know, he led our team in sacks and he was a good leader off the field.
He turns 33, I guess, next month. I mean, he still got some juice, you think?
Hey, man, I guess one thing about this game, you know, the older you get, the better you get. So, you know, he put up good numbers last year, and he expects the same thing this year, too.
You say you're familiar with what the scheme is going to be here. It's going to be a lot of 3-4, I assume, which they haven't had. What kind of challenges will you pose to offenses trying to –
just being smart. I think I'm a smart player, and being fast and physical is one thing about linebackers. You know, you got to make plays, and in this scheme, it's built for us to make plays. So me bringing my playmaking ability here is going to be key for me, you know, to stay on the field, and also the guy right next to me. We're going to be competing, trying to make the most plays.
So you guys are the ones going to be making the tackles. the inside guys?
Absolutely. Well, I mean, if you're an inside backer, you better make all the tackles anyway. So that's in any defense. But definitely it's going to be demanded upon the linebackers that make the tackles.
A lot of guys here in transition out of a 4-3 who probably don't know exactly how they fit into it. You suggest that they be as patient as possible while they figure it out. It's got to be difficult to not kind of know where you're lining up or what you're doing as things kick off.
I mean, that's always the tough thing. You know, you get used to one system. I guess the positive and negative for me is I've had four different D coordinators, several different defensive schemes, 4-3, 3-4, and the thing about it is you just got to try to learn as fast as you can and reboot your mind. And we had the linebackers in there today just, you know, going over some stuff. So, you know, we're just trying to get a jump on everything.
What do you know about Ray Horton when he came here, and what kind of conversation you had with him since?
Physical defense. That's what he prides himself on. And when I got a chance to sit down with him, he demands his guys to be smart and take control on the field. So that's one thing. That was a key reason for me to sign here.
Let's see. What you talked a little bit about last year. What do you feel like happened towards the end of last year when you're kind of in and out of the lineup a little bit?
Well, you know, that's something that I couldn't control. You know, that was definitely out of my hands. I was told that I was getting rest for the playoffs, and when it didn't come by, you know, all I can do is go out there and play and be a leader on the field and not worry about what's going off the field. But messed up situation.
Have you used iPad playbooks before, and what are your thoughts on?
Yeah, we had iPad playbooks for the last two, three years, I want to say, in Denver. It's really good. You know, you get home, you don't have to carry those CDs around or anything like that to watch film. So it's always a heads up for us to prepare throughout the week.
Wesley, how hard was it to move on after the Super Bowl debacle?
It was tough. You know, it's a tough loss. That's the biggest game that I've played in, and most of us will ever play in our lives, that Super Bowl game. So it's tough, but it's motivation, and it's motivation to get better and to get back to that point and win.
Is that why also, like now, like today, where you guys are kind of back, you're on a new team, and you're back at football, is that kind of a good thing because it's another step in forgetting that?
It is. I mean, it's something to get that taste out of your mouth. You know, once you lose that last game, you're always trying to get back to the next step, the next season, and luckily for me, I got a 2-week advantage.
This team hadn't been to the playoffs in 5 years, though. How confident are you guys can turn that around this year? What do you need to see?
We have a lot of talent, and I think, like I said, it starts inside the locker room with our core group of leaders that we got to establish and, you know, continue to push our younger guys to get better every week. And we had a good start today, good workout today, and I think that's where it's going to start right now, working out, being a team, and just building this thing one step at a time.
You figure you play a little bit of a teaching role with these guys this year too, and some of these guys changing schemes?
Absolutely. That I'll be the kind of the big brother, the big teacher to most of the guys on the team, and, you know, just trying to give them the right guidance and, you know, let them know what the NFL is about and, you know, give them that great wisdom.
What's the hardest part, do you think, switching from a 4-3 to a 3-4 for linebackers?
Honestly, the hardest thing is the learning curve. You know, it's different ways that you have to play different run fits and 4-3s and 3-4, and I think that's the biggest thing, you know, trying to reboot your mind.
Wesley, there's a big fascination with Peyton Manning here, obviously because of his ties to Tennessee. Do you have any anecdotes of your time around him since he came to the Broncos? Any funny stories?
You know, Peyton's a guy that don't really like to share his stories, man. But I will say he was definitely a true professional. You know, he showed a lot of us in that building how to be professionals and how to carry ourselves. I learned a lot from him. He was the first guy in the building and the last guy to leave. So I carry that on my shoulder every day, you know, just trying to be better, be a better person, be a better teammate, and that's something that he prided himself on, and he did it every day.
Sean here yet, or is he one of the guys that still getting stuff in order?
He's one of the guys that'll be in later on this week. So, you know, he's getting those vet days to get himself right.
Anything else?
Appreciate it.
All right. Yeah, have a good day. Take care.